Hi, this is Michael Senoff with WholeBrainPowerCoaching.com. The title of this interview is called, Is Whole Brain Power Really the Only Workout You Need? Stephen used to feel stuck at 6 feet tall and 150 pounds. He wanted to bulk up but couldn't. He also wanted to be faster on the basketball court and maybe jump a little higher, but he just wasn't seeing the results he needed, even after lifting weights and doing TRX. His whole life changed, though, when he met Coach Michael Lavery at Laguna Beach one day and decided to give Whole Brain Power Coaching a try. 2 months later, and he says he stopped doing any other workout. Whole Brain Power Coaching is all he needed. He reported he's gained 10 pounds of solid muscle in the first 45 days. He's finally able to dunk again, and everybody is surprised at how happy and articulate he's become. And in this audio interview, you'll hear exactly what he did to get there. You'll also hear a quick look at Stephen's Whole Brain Power workout, what kind of hammer drills he does, how he incorporates writing exercises and memorization techniques into his daily routine, along with the amazing goal he set for himself. You'll learn the simplest way to integrate Whole Brain Power Coaching into your whole schedule without having to carry a hammer around with you. You'll also learn the biggest transformation Stephen's friends have noticed about him and what he's inspired his parents to do. You'll hear the amazing changes happening to Stephen that's got him convinced he's experiencing steroidogenesis. Stephen says before Whole Brain Power Coaching, he would only talk as much as he needed to in order to get through a conversation. Now, he looks for opportunities to talk to people, and he's finding more people are looking to talk to him too. In this audio interview, you'll hear all about his amazing transformation and how it can happen for you too. Now, let's get going. Why don't I start with, how did you meet Coach Lavery? When did it first happen? How long ago? Where were you? What happened?
Well, I used to live in Laguna Beach, and my dad lived down there, too. And one day, well, actually, it's kind of funny, all throughout the summer, I would run by Michael with a surfboard on my way to the beach, and I would say hi to him, but usually nothing more than that.
When you would run by him, did you always see this guy doing the hammers or doing painting, or what did you notice about him?
I would just see him painting.
How old are you, Stephen?
I'm 22.
All right, so you'd run by him, and you'd say hi. You were on the way to hit the waves.
Exactly. And then after summer, my dad ended up going and talking with him for a while, and he bought one of Michael's books, and Michael wrote in his cell phone number in the back of the book. And then my dad told me about him, and I was very intrigued, so I actually went down myself and ended up talking with him for a little over an hour.
Did your dad read the whole book?
My dad has not read the whole book. He just talked with Michael and read a little bit of the book, and once he told me about it, I was into it.
Well, what did your dad say to you about him?
Well, he was talking about the hammer drills, and then he was talking about the fact that Michael believed that his program would allow someone to rewire their brain, and that by using both their hands and these different methodologies that Michael created, that they could actually maintain their body and even get stronger without even going to the gym and start a process of steroidogenesis in their brain that would actually increase the size of their muscles. So I found that very intriguing.
See, you work out with weights? Are you in a specific type of sport, or you just surf and work out with weights, or what?
Yeah, I go to the gym, I lift, I do plyometrics, because actually I play basketball. And then I also do, it's called the TRX, it's total resistance exercise. So yeah, those are the workouts that I was doing. And I just wasn't seeing the results that I really wanted.
How often were you working out? I'm curious.
5 to 6 days a week.
So you play basketball, you surf, your dad said, hey, you may want to check this out because your dad knows how hard you're training. And when you say you weren't getting the results you wanted, what were some of the results you were looking for? Building muscle mass or increasing strength, or what was it you were trying to accomplish?
Well, I would say both of those things. And I was just trying to get faster on the basketball court and be able to jump higher. And I wasn't seeing the results that I knew I could get. And so I kind of was stuck, and I felt like I didn't get any further, and that was very discouraging for me, so I was looking for something new.
All right, so you on purpose went down there to engage Coach Lavery?
Yes.
When you went up to him, what was he doing, and how did you engage?
Well, I was actually with a friend, and we were going to go eat at the Mexican restaurant right by where Michael usually is, on the beach, and I just went up, and he was painting, and I went up to him and I said, "Hey, Michael." And I think when he used his full name, he turned around and he said, "Oh, have I met you before?" And I said, "Well, I don't think you've really officially met me before, but you have met my dad. And he's been telling me about your program, and I really want to hear more." And so then after that, we talked for over an hour.
Did he test you in the buzz game?
I'm not sure if he tested me in the buzz game, but he definitely did test me in five-syllable words. He was throwing a ball to me and then asking me.
So y'all spoke for an hour, and what was maybe the biggest thing you remembered from that conversation that made sense to you?
The density of the muscles, I think that was the biggest impact that he had on me, was when he showed me how rock solid his muscles were. That blew me away. And he was saying that he didn't go to the gym at all.
Did he ask you to, like, hit his flank or his lat?
Yeah, basically just hit his forearm.
And what did it feel like?
It was like a brick. It was so solid, and I was in disbelief.
And so he claimed that that was from the steroidogenesis that he's producing in his brain from the methodologies that he uses in Whole Brain Power?
That's exactly what he said to me.
All right, so what happened next? Y'all spoke for an hour. Did you engage him as far as coaching services?
He engaged me on that topic, and I told him that I would let him know. I would have to read the book a little bit more and get to know the program before I committed to it. So I ended up meeting with him again 2 weeks later.
So did you gobble down the book?
I gobbled down like 75% of it before I went back to talk to him again. And then I went and talked to him again, and he was really trying to push for me to join the program. And then I'd say it wasn't until a month later that I was able to get into the program.
Okay, so once you committed to the program and him as your coach, what was the first thing you did? Did you start doing the penmanship, memory, and ambidextrous training exercises?
Yeah, I started doing all of it. Actually, before I started the program with them, I was already using the hammer and the golf ball just because he told me about it, and so I just went and started doing that.
Did you go out and buy a rubber mallet?
No, I started with something even harder. I actually started with a finish hammer, which has an even smaller head than the 28-ounce S-swing hammer. So, I mean, I didn't know that, but I just started going at it. I'd say it took a couple of days for me to even get used to it and start adjusting my eyes to that type of training.
Yeah, let me ask you about your eyes. What did your eyes feel after the first couple of days doing the hammers?
After the first couple of days, I felt more of a comfortability with following the golf ball as I was hitting it with the head of the hammer.
How many bounces were you able to get after a couple of days?
I was above 10 after a couple of days, and then after a week, I had a record of 44 with my right and 22 with my left.
So the left was coming along?
Exactly.
How long ago was that?
That was 2 months ago.
How are you doing now? What can you get with your right and left currently?
My right, I'm at 497, and with my left, I haven't been working on my left as much, but I'm at 97.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, I'm happy with it. I mean, I'm averaging over 50 each time with my right.
That's great on that finish hammer. So how do you feel after a round of 490? Are you feeling anything different after you work the hammers for a certain amount of time?
Definitely. I feel such a rush after I hit over 400 times. My body is on such a high. I'm not even sure what exactly it is, but it's like nothing I've ever felt. And I feel so in tune with my body. I'm completely in the moment and mindful of what's going on around me, and it's nothing I've ever felt before.
Are you integrating any kind of memory while you're doing the hammers, like the ABCs or the states?
I'll do the ABCs forward, backwards, outside in, inside out, the states, the powers of two, and then the presidents.
You got all the presidents memorized?
Almost all of them.
And how about the powers?
Powers of two, I'm up to 25.
So in combination of doing the memory and the hammers, you're experiencing a rush?
Yes, I am.
How about the penmanship? Are you doing the cursive penmanship?
I have a little bit more time doing the penmanship on a regular basis just because I'm one of those people with so much energy, it's hard for me to sit down for longer than 10 minutes. But sitting down as much as I can, just to write out all the cursive, like journaling for the day and just writing like what I did in that day.
So you're able to do the mirror image now?
Yes. I was able to do that from day one, actually.
Oh, that's interesting. Were you surprised?
I was very surprised. I didn't think I'd be able to do that. And my mirror image writing was actually really good. I guess for not even trying it before. It didn't really feel comfortable, but I was able to remain focused and actually write out whatever it is that I was trying to write.
Are you right-hand dominant?
Well, I was born left-handed, and then my mom switched me to right-hand.
That's interesting. What was the reason for that?
she said it's a right-handed world, so I would have to be right-handed.
And you knew that all along?
I did, yeah.
Well, that's exactly why the reverse mirror imaging felt so natural.
In basketball, I can shoot right and left.
And Michael knows about that, right?
He does. He does. Same with golfing. I mean, I can hit right and left. I have an identical swing.
There's an interview in the Whole Brain Power section with a guy, and he talks about all the greatest athletes who are all ambidextrous, and that was a real advantage. Michael Jordan, I forgot the list of all of them, but it's very interesting. And, of course, you know Michael's story, how he went from righty to lefty doing golf and all that. So that's great. All right, so what can one who's just starting out with Whole Brain Power do all day where they're actually going out about their whole day integrating Whole Brain Power? Are there any recommendations that you would tell a new Whole Brain Power student that it's something they can do all day where they're practicing Whole Brain Power?
Definitely. I would say with their speech, being mindful of what they're saying throughout the day and using complete sentences and trying to speak with articulation and actually larger words, 5-syllable words, trying to bring those into your daily conversations so that you're not taught using one-word responses and actually instead using words that would actually impress most people. When I started speaking complete sentences, more people wanted to talk to me because, you know, I wasn't speaking like everyone else.
How did Steven speak before Whole Brain Power, and how does Steven speak now?
Before Whole Brain Power, I was just speaking the smallest amount of words, you know, to get through a conversation. Now when I speak to someone, I use complete sentences, and I make sure that I try to use some 5-syllable words, or at least bigger words than I was already using, just so that I'm being mindful of I'm using my brain in a way that I didn't use it before.
Okay, so other than using more energy in your brain by thinking the thought thoroughly through before you speak, speaking in full complete sentences and using larger syllable words, what have you noticed from the people you're speaking to when you speak like that? Anything noticeable?
Well, I'd say they're definitely more intrigued in what I have to say and by what I'm saying because they're not used to people my age speaking the way I am. They're used to them just saying a few words and not saying it in an intelligent way, just kind of going through the motions.
So have you shared what you're doing with your friends and your peers, or are you just kind of keeping it to yourself?
Oh, no, I share it with everyone I meet. Everyone knows that I'm doing this, and a lot of them are actually already trying it themselves, and they're kind of interested by it. And with my mom and my dad, I have both of them doing the program with me to an extent. I have my mom doing the memory drills, and then my dad's doing the hammer drills.
How's he doing on the hammers?
He's actually really good at it. I was pretty impressed. He's only been doing it a little bit, but he got the record of 25 with his right, and I think a little over 10 with his left, and he actually went out and bought a 28-ounce S-wing hammer, so I think he's getting kind of serious about it. And then my mom, she has quite a bit of the information memorized, like the presidents and the states and the alphabet backwards and forwards. So she's trying to get into it, too.
All right, that's great. So what other changes are you noticing from doing these Whole Brain Power exercises?
Well, I actually gained 10 pounds.
You've put on 10 pounds of weight.
10 pounds of weight, yes.
In how long?
In under 45 days.
And is that 10 pounds of muscle?
Yes. I'm already so much stronger than I was before, and it's really blowing me away because I think it's just because I put a bunch of time into the program and didn't give up, and I knew what I wanted, so I was driven, and I honestly don't even understand how I gained this much weight this fast, but I'm happy I did.
Was it when you just all of a sudden got on the scale, or were you weighing yourself every week, or, you know, when did you realize, how much did you weigh when you started?
150.
You weighed 150 when you started?
Yes, and now I for sure weigh 160, maybe a little bit over that. I think it's maybe even 162.
And have you been doing the same physical training workout this whole time? The only difference is you've integrated the Whole Brain Power?
Actually, I dropped my training. I've only been doing Whole Brain Power.
You dropped all your training?
Exactly.
So no more of the plyometrics, no more of the high-intensity stuff?
Yep. And after I did that, I'd say 3 weeks later, I started dunking the basketball.
So you got stronger after you stopped doing all the training?
Exactly.
Very interesting. How tall are you?
I'm 6 foot.
You're 6 foot, and so you're dunking the ball now?
Yes.
And you could never dunk before?
Well, I did dunk in high school. That was because I was really light and I could just jump very high.
Oh, I see.
But now that I have more weight on me and I'm able to jump this high, that's a little different.
Are you in college?
No, not right now. I'm just working.
What kind of work do you do?
I work as a server at a restaurant. And then with my dad, I work as a real estate investor.
Oh, that's great. You guys buying and selling properties?
Exactly.
Nice. Is that what you want to get into?
Yes.
That's a good business.
It is. There's a lot to learn, but I feel like now I've gotten to the point where I really understand the big picture. So.
What about the part on the media, TV, violent media, video games? Were you a gamer? Did you play first-person shooter video games?
Yeah, I was a huge gamer. I used to play a lot of video games, but that was probably a year ago.
What kind of stuff were you playing?
First-person shooters, role-playing games, stuff like that.
And would you play for hours at a time?
Easily 4 to 6 hours a day.
Did you notice anything from playing that much video at that time? I mean, were you feeling good? Did you feel depressed?
I felt terrible.
You really knew that shit made you feel terrible?
I did. Deep down, I knew. Like, on the outside, I feel like it didn't bother me, but really I was just using video games to escape my problems and the things I was going through at that time.
So you're using it as an escape. Were you off video games before you met Mike?
I was, yeah. I haven't played them in a year.
All right, very interesting. So in summary, what do you think it was that caused you to put on 10 pounds and describe how you felt in the last 45 days doing the program? How's your mood and energy?
Oh, yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. I've actually had an elevation in my mood. I've been a lot happier lately. Even my mom was noticing. The other day she was like, what's going on with you? Like, you're so happy all the time. And I said, well, I don't know. I think it's part of this program. It's most likely what it is. I'm sure there's been that process of neurogenesis that Michael was talking about. I'm sure my brain's being rewired and things are getting straightened out and I mean my body's changing, so I'm really happy with those results. So I'm sure that's making me happy as well. You know, knowing that the steroidogenesis that Michael was telling about is actually happening now. For me, that's incredible. I'm so happy about that. Another thing is I actually rolled my ankle about 2 weeks ago. It is the second time within 3 months that I've rolled my ankle. And for the first time around, before I met Michael, the recovery process took forever. And now, I don't know if this is due to the whole brain part, but I believe it is. And I mean, I hurt myself on a Thursday, and I was walking on it on Monday.
Wow.
The swelling went down so much, and it was already doing so well. That was amazing to me.
So have your friends noticed anything different about you since you've been doing it?
My friends have noticed that my muscles and my arms have gotten bigger than they were before. And you can definitely see the muscles in my arms. They're a lot more defined than they were. My forearms from the hammer drills are pretty solid now, and they have gotten bigger.
That's great. So what are your goals in the near future, say the next 60, 90 days when it comes to whole brain power?
My goals are I'd like to have all of the memory drills memorized, being able to do it while juggling, while using the hammer. I mean, anything Michael wants me to do. If I don't do it, you know, he lets me know. I definitely can't get away with that. And then one of the other practitioners, his name is Nathan Thompson, I actually heard that he is running while doing the hammer drills. He's also running while juggling 5-pound metal balls, so he'll run up to a mile without even dropping it. And to me, that's amazing, and I'd love to be able to do that myself. And then putting on weight, obviously, I would love to put on at least 20 pounds.
That's incredible. How is Michael as a coach?
Oh, Michael's amazing as a coach. He gets right to the point. He's very straightforward and direct about what he wants and what will help someone. Honestly, he's amazing. He talks to me, at least in a way that I completely understand, and he seems very clear. And then the results show for themselves, so he knows what he's talking about. That's what someone needs, is someone who can direct them based off of, you know, all the experience they have. It's proven that it works. He's living proof that what he does works.
So you're absolutely convinced that this whole brain power is the real deal. This isn't a placebo. It's not results of something other than the whole brain power. You're absolutely convinced these changes are real, and it's from the training that you're doing from whole brain power?
Without a doubt in my mind, I'm 100% convinced. I stopped working out in the past, and I got kind of overweight. And, I mean, now I stopped training, and I started doing this program, and I started gaining weight. And that's unlike anything that's ever happened to me before, so I'm completely convinced.
That's great. All right, man, I think this has been a great little interview. I really appreciate you sharing this with me.
Oh, of course. Yes, thank you, Michael. I appreciate your time.
That's the end of our Whole Brain Power coaching interview with Stephen. For more details and information and stories like this, go to www.wholebrainpowercoaching.com. Thanks for listening.